In the South American coastal country of Suriname, many people thank Wazin Edwards and Hugo Yabini for saving the land that local villagers, called Saramaccans, depend on. The Saramaccans are one group of Maroons, tribal people in the former Dutch colony, who call Suriname's tropical forest their home. But in the late 1990s, their land was threatened. The government of Suriname decided to allow logging companies to enter Saramaccan territory without tribal permission. Edwards, a village captain, says the loggers were destroying people's farms, and the government threatened to arrest anyone who tried to stop them.
I know I had this right, and I stood on this right. When you stand on your rights, you can win everything.
Edwards and Yabini organized community meetings to hear the concerns of the nearly 25,000 people affected. They established the Association of Saramacca Authorities so they could better defend their land and filed a petition with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights.
We prove at the commission that Suriname violate our land rights and they stop us from doing our normal activities.
Edwards and Yabini continued to hold community meetings and mapped out tribal territory to help support their cause. After years of work, the Human Rights Commission took the case to the Inter-American Court, which ruled in the Saramaccans' favor. The initiative saved 9,000 acres of rainforest belonging to the Saramaccans.
That makes me more happy because our judgment set precedent for other Maroon indigenous people in Suriname, but also over the Americas and worldwide.
The Suriname government declared publicly it would follow the ruling of the court and respect the Saramaccan lands. But Yabini says their work is far from over.
Oh no, the work has just begun because we have to make sure that the government implement the adjustment on the right way. But we have also the duty to manage our land on the right way. So we have to work with our people to make them available, not to destroy the forest because you own it now.
Yabini and Edwards received this year's Goldman Environmental Prize at ceremonies in the United States. I'm Catherine Cannon for VOA's Making a Difference in Washington.